Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, March 9th, 2020, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday. I hope and pray your day is off to a really good start, and I truly hope that you are moving in a really positive direction because, oh boy, when I think of the number of days that got me hijacked into some negative directions and places, countless days, but that just tells you that you got to stay on your game and stay with your game plan. There is plenty of stuff that can happen, big and small, that will try to run away with whatever you may have planned or whatever may be going on. Yep, your own negative thoughts, you know, they'll do it. And negative people, irritations and agitations. And I'll tell you what, they come in like a thief and will rob you of your good sense of direction. We don't want that to happen. You got to be careful and you got to be prayerful. And most of all, you have got to be unstoppable. That's what I'm talking about. You got to know where you're going and why. And that's when and how you will get there. And if they say yes, can I get an amen? For sure. Amen for myself. Well, my guest today knows that for sure. She is literally going places and taking people with her. How about that? She's an innovative thinker and a dynamic businesswoman and an inspiration for lots of other women as well. She's a wealth consultant and coach, and she just launched her own trucking company. I'm excited to talk to her. She's Nia Mani, and I'm so glad to showcase her today in this Women's International Movement Month. Welcome, Nia.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm excited to talk to you. Thank you for being able to make it. you had me kind of worried for a few seconds there, but you made it in on time. So thank you for monitoring your day enough that you could make this happen. We'll talk for a few minutes because I know that's all you got, but you know you can say a lot in a few minutes. That's for sure. I would like for you to begin. It's true. You know, you can drop some nuggets and they can be life-changing. That's how it happens. Well, listen,
absolutely.
You know what I want to do is let's tell people some of the, you know, important things that you've got going on right now since you don't have a lot of time to tell us about your history and how all of this came together. Just get us up to speed on the trucking company and the well consulting, because I think those two things are exciting. And then I have a couple of questions that I think will probably take up our 15 minutes that you've got, and we'll keep it moving for sure. So tell us about your endeavors.
Yes, so Concierge Trucks is actually a new endeavor for me. It is a tech startup company that I founded not that long ago, literally just in September of last year, but it was a seed that was planted probably a couple years ago. Just from my experience, I am a licensed real estate agent and investor, and I've worked on several project management opportunities with my clients to facilitate their relocations and moves in and out of properties, specifically because the high majority of them were from out of state. And so with being able to do that, I just kind of found a niche that was a gift and a skill of mine. And so that was kind of like my entry to the moving and delivery business. However, it really didn't light a fire up under me until I bought a desk. And in Atlanta, it's very metropolitan, so you could go from one side of town to the other, and it could be 30 minutes or more, depending on traffic. So I bought a desk, and it was a little ways from my home. and I couldn't find anyone to pick it up. They were saying, well, where is the desk in Marietta? Where do you live in Union City? Oh, no, we only go a 15-mile radius. And, you know, it was just really a challenge to try to get this worked out. So I thought to myself, wow, that's such a huge disadvantage for clients like myself that have single items or even, you know, small to extra large moves, and the moving companies only want to go within a certain mile radius. So I planted the idea for the blueprint and manifested our business model, which we have right now. And basically, my goal is to disrupt the industry with our flat fee pricing, our extended coverage areas, in addition to our no hourly labor charges, because that's a big thing in the moving and delivery industry.
Well, I believe you're going to do extremely well. I've seen a couple of your videos, and I was excited to see you just were literally up and rolling already with some good clientele. So that's exciting, and I just believe with the plan that you just described, it's so necessary. People are moving all the time, and it used to be an easy breezy thing, but I'll tell you, that pricing can catch you off guard, especially when, you know, they give you one price, and then at the end of the move, the day or 2 days, it's like, what? That does not quite match what you said. So that's great. I'm really glad to hear it. And what keeps you inspired from day to day with the newness of it? I know any business has a learning curve. It has a few twists and turns coming out the gate. And I'm asking you that because we talked about nuggets just a couple of minutes ago, and I think that that's one of the critical things that happens for people when they're starting their business. You know, that excitement kind of overrides most everything, but then you do run into issues you just didn't anticipate. And I think it's important for people to know that you have to push past it. You have to, you know, kind of grab the bull by the horns. But I want you to tell your way of handling things that have come up. What can you say to people who may be aspiring and right in the middle of the challenges? What would you say to them?
Well, what basically inspires me is everything that I've been through. So personally, I've been through a lot. I call myself a survivor of everything. And you can literally go down the list: teenage pregnancy, domestic violence, homelessness, financial hardship, divorce, the list goes on and on, abandonment, depression, anxiety. I mean, I've been through it all, right? So my resilience to get through that and to continually stay focused on my purpose, and my purpose is to break generational curses of poverty, pain, and prison in my family.
Yeah.
And no matter how hard it may get, no matter how difficult it is for me sometimes, I have to remember that it's not just about me. It's about my children. It's about my grandchildren. It's about their children. And that I'm a first-generation entrepreneur. I'm a first-generation, you know, just warrior of life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that alone, you know, continues to inspire me to just stay on path. And, you know, my daughter, I have three children, and all of them are doing exceptionally well. My son, he works for Tesla in California. He's a phenomenal father to his children, in spite of him being born to a father that was in prison and didn't get out until he was 2 years old. My daughter, she is actually a real estate agent, a life insurance agent, and she's studying to get her loan license. But I mentioned my children, and I have a baby boy. He's 17. He's an academic scholar and an athletic MVP. I mentioned my children because those seeds that I planted in them when they were like, you know, 6 and 8 and 2, those seeds have harvested great fruits and huge rewards for me. So when I look at, you know, being an example and a role model to my children and them being able to do the unthinkable in spite of the odds that were stacked up against us, that alone, you know, they encourage me, you know. So, and I just want other parents to take accountability, because your struggle is not for you. Your struggle is for the generations and the legacy that you will leave eventually for your family.
Yes. Well, as I said in the intro, you got to know, you know, where you're going and why, and that's a wonderful why. And your why is truly beautiful, because your why includes so many other people. What I want to do, since we only have a couple of more minutes, is I want you to tell people about your wealth building mission. And then I have a question, and maybe if you like, you can go ahead and mingle it somehow. I know you're short of time, but I saw a post that you put up, and you talked about two very important principles. You talked about alignment, and you talked about discipline. And I would like for you to speak to that before we end in the call today. So tell us about the wealth building company, and then if you can just share a thought or two on what you were expressing when you emphasized the importance of alignment and discipline. We'll wrap it up and let you get moving.
So the wealth building actually is my primary company. I don't know if you had an opportunity to look at that, but it's Fabulous Life International. And basically what I do is inspire women to consciously create generational wealth. And we offer them a trio of consulting strategies, one being mindset wellness, because as I mentioned before, I am a survivor of depression and anxiety and suicide and all of that. So that's really important to me, because I understand that women are not machines. They are human beings with hearts, and they have different things that they go through. And you have to be able to celebrate your yin and your yang. What is that? That's your good, your bad, and your indifferent. I feel like we put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect and to not have any flaws or to not have any bad days. And everybody said, oh, just think positive. Sometimes that doesn't always work. So we have our mindset wellness consulting. We have our vision manifestation. I'm extremely good at manifesting visions and writing it down and making it plain. And so we help our clients go from concept to completion with our services. And lastly, our legacy planning. I have a background of almost 20 years in banking and finance. So I'm a licensed insurance agent. So I want to make sure that women understand money, how it works, so that they can master it through our cash accumulation accounts, our legacy funds, and retirement solutions. So we have a full-fledged formula that we offer to our clients to make sure that they have everything that they need in order to be successful. And they start where they are, and then we take them to where they want to go through our services.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to look forward to, hopefully we can schedule something in the not-too-distant future that I can talk to you a little bit longer and you can share more of your story, because it truly is inspiring. Do you have another minute that you could just touch on what you meant, those two principles of alignment and discipline?
Absolutely. So the alignment part is I feel like it's really important, you know, for us to be in alignment with our assignment. And so getting in alignment with your assignment is knowing exactly who you are, whose you are, what you're supposed to be doing. And sometimes that doesn't always come just, you know, overnight, even for me. And I've been really good at doing certain things because I've been an entrepreneur since I was 24 years old. I'm about to be 44 on Wednesday. So this is not this business is not new to me. The tech industry is new to me, and I'm teaching myself. And so being in alignment with your assignment is understanding that if the seed or the vision has been given to you by God, that it's your divine destiny to fulfill it. And nobody can tell you otherwise. No naysayers, no doubters, no haters, even your inner critic cannot talk you out of who you are supposed to be. So making sure that you're in alignment is so important. And so I stretch myself to have this goal of getting up at 4 a.m. My friends think I'm crazy because, of course, I'm self-employed. Who are you reporting to? I'm reporting to myself. I'm reporting to God. I'm reporting to the spirit within me to do certain things a certain way. So I have to be in alignment with mm-hmm. that. And then the discipline comes from, again, no, I don't have to go to a job, but I do need to be in my office working and doing the things that are necessary in order for me to be successful. And that's going to require discipline. If I have to become my own, you know, HR department and reprimand myself, that's what it's going to take in order for me to get to the other side of this vision, right?
yes, indeed. Well, I'll tell you, just these few minutes have been absolutely amazing and wonderful, and I want to thank you for being able to get some time in today. I know you got to get rolling, as I said, but I want to thank you, and I'll follow up with you again after the show, and if we can chat again, that would be wonderful. I'd love to learn more, and let's see when we can get you back on the air sometime in the near future. But in the meantime,
absolutely,
you keep on trucking, girl. Keep on moving. Keep on inspiring, and keep on being a blessing, because you truly are that. Thank you again for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I appreciate you and definitely look forward to coming back on with Unobstructed Time. And so we can just spend a little bit more time just kind of chatting and getting to know one another. So I appreciate you extending your platform to me.
All righty. And you as well. You stay blessed. Talk to you soon.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. And I want to thank all of you as well for tuning in. And, oh, please, please, please share this interview. I love it when people are doing phenomenal things and have come through phenomenal odds. And just like Mia said, you know, we're really all just, so many expectations on the left, right, and all around us, but we know how to hang in there and get stuff done, don't we? It's truly wonderful. Well, I want to wish you a wonderful day as well, and I'm going to look forward to talking to you again in about a week or so with another fabulous woman. So if you want to follow up with Mia, again, she's at fabulouslifeinternational.com, and check her out there if you're interested in that wealth building program. Don't we all want to see the generations after us thriving as well? We certainly do. So in the meantime, everybody, you have a wonderful day, and be good, be blessed, and be awesome.